In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is risen. Today, my beloved, we come to the eve of the holiday of Pascha, and tomorrow we're going to have the holiday of Ascension. And so, today's service, of course, we had the service as similar as we had for the Pascha itself. And it was a wonderful, wonderful uplift, of course, to those who were able to hear again the Pascha service. And remember, my beloved, we should keep that spirit of Pascha all the time. Until the next Pascha, we should keep the spirit of Pascha in our heart and remember that the Lord has resurrected himself before he suffered and struggled and died on the cross and then resurrected himself. And all that was done for me and for you. And that he did that. And tomorrow he's going to go up to heaven and bring the body which he had received from the Mother of God, and is going to bring it up to the heaven and sit at the right hand of the Father and the throne. My beloved, we should remember that the joy that we can receive and that we can feel in our hearts is only when we conquer our pride. When we conquer our pride, then we will be able to receive the grace of God to help us to be meek and humble, and being humble and meek, just like the Lord, what he said, then you will find rest. For you find peace in your heart is when you become meek and humble, because the grace of God is going to take over instead of the anger fits and all the terrible things that we do when we can't take it, when things go against our grain, against our wishes, and we start to lose control over ourselves. All this is because we don't have enough humility. If we had enough humility, then we can conquer all the enemy. And the enemy, of course, is not the flesh and blood, but the enemy is the principalities of hell that are always attacking Orthodox Christians, especially. My beloved, we have to learn to become serious about the inner warfare that we have. And we have to remember that we are not to fight against the flesh and blood, but against the principalities of hell. And we have to remember that the hell and the demons can be conquered only through humility. If we have the humility, then the prayer will come properly, then our heart is going to be softened, and the tears will come of repentance and of joy. All those things we will have, but only these are all gifts of God, and we will have it only when we humble ourselves. So let's try to work on it so that we will be able to remember the words what the Lord said to us, that the kingdom of heaven is in your heart. And of course we can feel that only through the grace of God, and only when we have become meek and humble. May the Lord give us all that grace and the help that's needed to humble ourselves so that we'll be able to truly to have the love for him, and having love for him, that we will just never lose sight of his presence, and then behave properly as not to offend him, knowing that for every sin, for everything that we do wrong, he had to be punished. He took the punishment because of the love for us, and it hurt him so much. And so, of course, if we have the love for him, we will try to, as much as possible, to stay away from anything that would have hurt our Lord. So, again, let us now say a farewell. Christ is risen. Truly he is risen. But keep that saying in our heart. If God willing, we'll be able to live until the next Pascha, to be able to hear again the same joyous cry of victory, that Christ is risen. Truly is risen. Amen.